Morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. We entitled today's shiur, Reaching Your Benchmark. The halacha is a birkas hamazon in your spot. Now, it doesn't have anything directly to do with the parsha, but this is a halacha that comes up quite often. Especially in today's society. I believe I thought of this shiur when I was negotiating these halachas. Okay, what should I do in this situation? I get to our case. But in analyzing it, I really think that these halachas are quite relevant in society today for two reasons. Firstly, the whole nature of how we eat. We're always on the run. People today, we live busy lives, and to have the time to just sit back, have breakfast, lunch, and supper, and snacks in our place is probably not so easy for many people. People always rushing here and there, and you could have scenarios of where you start eating in one spot, and then you start finishing somewhere else. Bakram just told me, yeah, Rebbe, I had this shiloh last week. I was sitting and eating my breakfast, and then someone said to go into the donut shop. So I had to leave. Sure. So that's one scenario where these come out up in society because people are so always running around, always. You find these foods, they're called grab-and-go foods. Even you see the cereal companies starting making more and more cereal. They can just take the disposable bowl, you have a cereal bar. Nobody has time to sit and just eat a bowl of cereal at the table anymore. The second reason I think these halachas are quite applicable is even somebody who's, no, I'm planning on eating a nice meal right over here, and there's no need for me to run out. Being the fact that we're constantly connected to these devices that beckon us like a dog collar, that it's time to go, it's time to do something. So we could have been fully ready to be here, but all of a sudden we're not here. Someone calls, something happens. When I was a kid growing up, the only people who ran out of shul are tzolla guys. Nowadays, a lot of people have phone call, all of a sudden something's important, and they run. So that obviously affects brachos and benching. You started to eat, all of a sudden you find out you have to go somewhere. What do you do next? Now the basic halacha, I'd first like to share with you, and go through multiple halachic questions that we'd like to address today. Now the basic halacha you find in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Misha Ocha B'Makom Echad, you're eating in one spot. Tzarech Avarech Kodem Sheyakom Mimkomo. You have to make a bracha, you have to bench before you leave your spot. There's a concept that you have to bench in your spot, you should bench before you leave to go somewhere. That's the most basic halacha. Benching, we know, is a big mitzvah. It's mitzvah asei doraisa. We don't have necessarily so many doraisas that we do on a daily basis. It's multiple, really, mitzvahs doraisa. And we want to do it properly. You know, there are many gedolim, many stories about Rav Shach, that he thought a person's making a kabbalah, making a vow, b'li neder, to do something. The best thing a person should make a kabbalah is the benching, to bench better. It's also the type of thing that we don't treat so well. You know, also from society today, being the fact they're always on the run, who has a few minutes to bench? So that's why they invented something called mizonos rolls. Now, mizonos rolls would require a whole share. I believe Rabbi Sharfman, that's all, has given share in it. But needless to say, mezonos rolls are not a simple halachic way to deal with things. You know, the fact that the caterer puts down a sign on it, mezonos rolls, doesn't necessarily mean that it's mezonos. I remember in yeshiva back in Brooklyn, the bags of bread would come with the stamp on it, Birchos Mezonos. And we would instruct everybody in yeshiva, you should be making hamotzi. Doesn't matter what the bag says. Sorry, it doesn't matter what the caterer says. Right? It matters what the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah says. And mezonos rolls are not a simple thing to deal with most of the time. So, you see the halacha that a person has to bench in their spot. So here is my five issues I'd like to touch upon today. Firstly, I sit and I'm eating, and all of a sudden something comes up, I want to leave. Can I leave without benching and then come back to bench? I have full intention to come back to bench, but I want to leave. Can I leave and come back? That happens a lot. You're in your house, you buy your table. Really, this, again, you don't necessarily, we could be talking even a scenario, you don't even leave your house. You go from one spot to another. But you don't necessarily have the ability, in fact, you don't, to just bench anywhere in the house. Where you ate is supposed to be where you bench. If you eat in your dining room, you can't necessarily, we'll talk about the scenarios, maybe that works, but you can't bench on your porch back in your backyard. You have to bench really in your spot. You have to stay in your spot. So can I eat, go out to my porch, go out to visit my neighbor, and come back to bench? What happens if it's more of a halakhic reason, not just going to my neighbor to schmooze? I want to go daven. They're having a minyan right now. Oh, and catch the 10 o'clock Myrith. Can I leave without benching to go and catch a minion? Does that work? Does that make it better? That's one issue we'd like to discuss today. Leaving and coming back. I have full intention to come back. But look, I want to see my neighbor. I want to go daven Myrith. Can I do that without benching? You say, what's the big deal? So first bench. You know, you look at the clock, it's 9:59. I got to dash out if I want to make Myrith. Time is pressing. So can I do that? We could even talk about the scenario, right, of, you know, here in South Florida, the last Myrith minion exists in this yeshiva. I'm not sure I should call it South Florida. Here in the state of Florida, probably, I ain't checked, you know, Georgia, we probably have the latest minion right here, south of Baltimore.
What time is it?
10:30. So if you ever miss the 10:30 minion over here, you're stuck. This is the last minion, the last train right over here. It's Pigach Reyes, we're the last minion. Huh? It's good to know. Right? I've checked. There's nothing else I know up north. I doubt, maybe in Atlanta there's something, but I doubt it. By the time you get there, you're too late. Right? Even if you don't, we're not talking about walking in the tchum. That's one issue. Number two, this happens a lot. You're at a wedding. And, okay, you have your place card. You're sitting at this table. Now you think, if I have a place card at this wedding, and I put it down in this spot, this spot is reserved for me for the next 3-4 hours of the wedding. I guess you haven't been to weddings. In weddings, a lot of times, you have musical chairs. Right? Excuse the pun. Right? What's the musical chairs? Oh, you have a group of people sitting at this table. But then somebody sees their friend, and they pull over a chair. So many times, I've come back to my seat at a wedding, and I feel like Goldilocks. Who's been sitting in my seat? Right? I always question, you know, was my cup half full last time? I come back, someone else is sitting in my seat.
I think that's my seat.
Right. Now, you could always do that approach. But let's say, you know, somebody chashav sitting in your seat, and you're in a rush, you're about to leave, you want to come back to your seat and bench. Somebody's sitting there. So do I have to kick him out of my seat? Do I have another option around? How's that pan out? You have other scenarios. Weddings is a perfect example because these things happen all the time. Okay, you're sitting. I was at a wedding recently in New York. It's actually a very smart idea. They serve the entire meal before the dancing. The main came out before the first dance. So I was very happy with it because great. Usually that's the thing that keeps people there a little bit later is to come back for the main. But here I got my main before the dance. So whenever I wanted to finish dancing, I could go. I was sitting actually next to my father-in-law. He runs the weddings every day of the week. He leaves after the first dance before the main. So for him, it was more annoying. Like he has to stay longer. Okay? But I see as we're finishing our main, all of a sudden the waiters are coming over and taking off everything off the table. Next thing I knew, the table number is gone. The salt shakers, everything is going. What's going on? Well, they want to expand the dance floor. Once you're giving the main before the first dance, you're finishing it. So they're getting rid of tables. This table in 2 minutes did not exist anymore. Now, what about somebody who walked away for a second, went to the bathroom, comes back? His table doesn't exist. Right? If he would go and sit and bench, he'd be sitting in the middle of the dance floor. Maybe he'd be sitting next to the chasan kala. What do you do now? Your table's totally not available. Or many times, your room is not available. You're in this room, and they move you out to a different room. Sorry, the party moved over here. What should I do?
Go wash again and start all over.
Okay. That perhaps is an option, but not really. Because if you're old the bracha and really you could continue eating with that first bracha, if you the suggestion made to just wash again, that gets into very dangerous waters of bracha shein tricha, that you don't need another bracha and you're going to make a bracha, not so simple. Yeah, not so simple. So what do? Your room just vanished. Your table vanished. That's issue number three. Issue number four. Okay, Rabbi, here, I'm supposed to bench before I leave. Let's say I didn't. And I ran out. And oh my gosh, I forgot to bench. Do I have to turn around and go back and bench where I ate? Or can I just do it on the, you know, where I am? This happens many times. People forget. And they forgot to bench. They want to bench. But they're ready on the road 2 miles away. Do they have to turn back to go and bench in their spot?
No.
Is there such a thing? Somebody told me a great shiloh last week. They went to the Marlins game. They started off in the nosebleed seats, all the way in the outfield. Then, if you know baseball games, especially by the Marlins, right? So, actually, there was a decent crowd this last Sunday against the Mets. But what happened was, happened always is, you know, they're mockbid in the beginning of the game. Everybody should sit in their seat. But in the middle of the game, they're not mockbid. You could go down. You could go wherever you want. So the family decides to move to lower seats. But they realize, oh, we started, we had our sandwich back in the outfield. Right now, we're sitting box seats by third base. Do we have to go back to our seat over there to go on bench? We'll see. One of the halachas talks about if you see your seat. I still see it. It's back there. Right? So does that work? Can you just bench wherever you are. This man sounds like a Talmud of Rabbi Sharfman. Yes. We'll talk about that. That's a very, very good Eitzah. If you have in mind, does that help? Excellent point. We'll get to that. And finally, also not so well known. So we know this halacha. This halacha is brought. Kuf Pei Dalet is Hilchos Berachas Hamazon. Does this halacha apply to other foods and bracha achronas as well? Does this apply to mizonos? Does this apply to peros, zayiminim? Does this apply to really anything you eat? Should you be going back? Should you ideally be making that bracha in your spot? And what happens if you don't? Would we say you should go back? These are all issues which come up. Pretty relevant halachas that come up probably on at least every few weeks, but if not that, for many people, daily, comes up all the time. So what do we do? So it's interesting, I guess, to analyze these halachas. I started off reading the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. The end of that line, he writes, Hagav v'ayin la'el Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. Check out before Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, which is actually before Berachas Hamazon. It's really the halachas of Hefsek in the Suda. It goes through Shinei Malkum over there in Kuf Ayin Ches. So look what the Ramah writes. This is the end of Sif Beis, Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. This is Os Gimel, the middle of your sheets. He writes, L'chadchila lo ya'akir mimakomo, lo bracha. Ideally, one should not leave one spot without benching, without saying a bracha achrona. Dechayshinan, what's the reason why we say this? Dechayshinan shema yishkach malach sofer lo'echol. We're afraid you might forget about the whole thing. You never come back and finish eating. You never go and bench. So that's why, ideally, a person should say a bracha achrona. A person should bench in their spot. Miu, he writes, Latzarech mitzvah overes, for a mitzvah which is passing, kegon sheyegia zman tfila mutter. The zman tfila is coming about, it's mutter. And then the Ramah writes over there, for ayin siman kuf pei dalet. Interesting, in both spots they cross-reference that you need to understand this halacha, kuf pei dalet and kuf ayin ches. So let's take apart these words of the Ramah. Firstly, the lashon he writes is l'chachila. This whole din is a l'chachila din. Now, by definition, what that means is b'di'eved, if one did it, one did leave the spot, may not be necessarily the worst thing in the world. We'll have to go through the scenarios of when, as we see, the Ramon self writes, there's room for a heter. Now, firstly, to understand, why ideally are you supposed to bench, are you supposed to say your bracha achrona in the spot where you ate? So the Ramah wrote a reason, the chayshinon shema yishka melach sofer lo'echol. Very interesting idea. If I bench in my spot, I just ate, I have the food in front of me. Now that I ate, I want to go somewhere else. We're afraid, once you go somewhere else, you get caught up in things. You visit your friend's backyard. You're schmoozing with him. That's something we call asilim shuche. You can get involved with it, and you forget about what you did. And you may never get back to the first spot to go back and bench. So firstly, and this is definitely very relevant, people forget about things. And being the fact we forget about it, we may not ever make that bracha achrona, and that's a big deal, especially by benching. If you leave your table and didn't bench, end up by your friend's house and forget to bench, unfortunately, you just were mevatel at least one pashup shot more mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. That's a big deal. you had a chance to do, you really, more than a chance, you had a chiyuv to do benching, which is the deraisa, and because you got caught up in something, you forgot it. So that's why the Ramah is recommending to us that one should bench right away, because we might forget. If we leave, we might forget and be in trouble.
What if you have dessert, you friends? Finish your meal.
Oh, excellent point.
On that same note, going back to your wedding, what if you wash in the shmorgon and chasen fish, and then you finish your meal in a different room?
Okay, excellent.
But you
know, right?
What promotes you with the chasen fish?
Well, it depends if you...
Usually.
Right? What Harvey was bringing up is if you washing in the chasen fish, going back to the other room... So he said they don't usually have hamotzi there. Well, it depends if you have those like sliders with the buns, and you consider those buns mizonos. Well, okay, we'll get back to the two rooms. But what you just brought up, Steve, you brought up what?
If you have the rest of your meal, you have your dessert.
Right, right. So we're going to get to that in a moment. If I'm going to eat in the second spot, could that also work for me to bench over there? We'll get to that in a moment. But firstly, within this reason that we're afraid that a person might forget, the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah as a second step. Even for a scenario where, let's say you're not going to forget, you have someone to remind you, you'll put a... alarm on. He says there's another reason, it really goes hand in hand, you might forget. In the middle of Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah there, right by where it's the Chaf Dalet, it says, Oshi Yishe Ashi Are V'yavsu Berchas HaMazon L'gamri. Another important halacha that comes with Berchas HaMazon. Berchas HaMazon you have from the time you finish eating to bench. Let's say you sat at your table. This happens a lot. Right? Let's say after your meal, you sit at your table and you're just schmoozing. Right? After dessert, you're sitting and schmoozing before you bench. So if your schmoozing goes more than we call the share equal, the amount of time it takes for the food to be fully absorbed in your body, which is approximately 72 minutes, so you can no longer bench. So that's a problem you can have even if you never got out of your seat. You're sitting at your table schmoozing with your guests. If from the time you finished eating till now is 72 minutes, unfortunately, unless you still really feel the weight of the meal inside of you, then maybe it could go beyond a little bit beyond 72 minutes. But there's a problem, there's always a clock when we talk about Berachas HaMazon, that you have to bench within the clock while you're still being satiated by that food, which is approximately 72 minutes.
It's from the bread or from anything?
From nice. Anything, right. Right. It's a good question. I wonder, really, right, does a share equal really, if all you have for dessert is ice cream, something which is just melting, so it's not really any substantial, so it means you drank, right? Pashtas, the share equal really goes from the food you eat. So I'm not sure. If you had something, you have fruit, okay, that's something that's that's something that's there. But if all you had for dessert was ice cream or sorbet, I'm not sure that really counts towards the share equal. Like that's, you just drank something. Every time you have a cup of water that extends your share equal, no. It goes by food.
You're still satiated,
right? Right. Yeah, I guess you're getting nutrients, you're getting sugars, right? The sugar satiates you.
So the 72 minutes is for all brachas?
The 72 minutes is ideally for benching. You're right. What's the share for other brachas too? Okay, that gets tricky, right? Right. You know, exactly the point I'm sort of hitting on is there's a difference between, v'achalta v'savata, there we have the din of 72 minutes of being satiated by the bread and the meal that you eat. I don't remember, what is the share for bar nefasha, so something, that soft, a snack that you eat that's not mizonos or not hamotzi, what's the share for that? It does not go, right, it does not necessarily go by the share equal, right, and that you, have seemingly a smaller window of time to do. So Chavetz Chaim is adding over here, by you leaving, you might get caught up in something. Besides, even if you don't forget it, but by the time you get back, it could be, right? There's also travel time. By the time you get back, it could be past that 72-minute window, and now you really can't bench anymore. So both of these are problems, the Chavetz Chaim is saying. Either A, you forget because you left the table, or B, till you're going to get back to the table, will be past your 72 minutes, so you can't bench anymore. So both of these are reasons why, ideally, you should always bench before you leave. Always bench before you leave. Now, one thing in particular, this one simple heter, the Chavetz Chaim says this later in Lama Dalet, that if you leave to come back right away, then that's okay. I saw they asked Rav Scheinberg, what does right away mean? And you know what he told him? Right away. Right? It means you leave to come right back. You go in there, come run out right back. How quick does it be? It means right away. I don't know exactly. So there, that would be okay. One would be able to leave to come right back. Because anytime you're doing something, coming right back, it's still in your mindset. It's still there. We're not afraid that it's going to be a long duration, that the Shira Ikel might be finished.
No Jewish goodbyes in the other location.
Right.
Like going to a neighbor.
Well,
classical, you're in the middle of a meal and you need ketchup.
You need something, right. If you need something, right, it's not a social obligation. Now, you might have to tell your wife, depends. You know, for a man to go and get something, that could take 30 seconds. You know, for your wife to go get something from the neighbor, that might take 30 minutes. It's a little different. You know, this is just mitzias in the world. Men are short and get to the point. So that's the first thing. Now we did see also the Ramah gives room for a heter, right? The Ramah's language was meal litzorich mitzvah overes, for a mitzvah which is passing, and he gives an example to go and shegia zman tefila, then it's mutter. So pasha pshat, what that means, that only applies. The Zman Mincha is about to pass. It's getting close to Shkia. If I don't daven Mincha right now, I'm going to miss the Zman. So you take a break in the middle of dinner, and you run out to catch a Mincha Minyan. According to the Ramah, that will be okay. What happens if I'm not trying to catch a Mincha Minyan? Or, to catch Bismano. What happens if, look, I could daven now, I could daven later. I'm going to miss the early Myra of Minyan, but as we said, there's a later Myra of Minyan. That's not a mitzvah of Varus.
What if that's the minute that you usually daven at the field?
Good point. But still, it's not a mitzvah of Varus. Your ideal, let's say, to daven in the same Minyan every day, which is a very laudable thing, that's okay. You're kaveh makom tefilaso. You have a set time to daven, which is a beautiful thing. But that's an added aspect within the mitzvah of tefillah. But what the example the Ramah gives is a specific case. The zman tefillah is passing. So the mitzvah is overus. The mitzvah is passing. If I don't chop the mitzvah now, I won't have a chance to do the mitzvah. If look, I have a chance to do it later. I'd rather do it now. That's not a mitzvah of Eretz. So, according to the strict reading of what the Ramah says, that would not apply.
What about if it's 10:29?
Yeah.
And so you can daven Maariv till whenever. But you just came to add an aspect of the minyan.
Excellent. That's what I want to talk about too. Right? Also, as an example, he gives mitzvah of Eretz kon shehegia zman tefila. What would we say if it's not the time of tefillah is passing? I'll still be able to daven later, but the opportunity to daven with a minyan is passing. So what would I say there? Is that the same thing that I told you, look, you rather daven in your normal shul at the normal time? Okay, that's a milo of tefillah, but you can still daven later. Do we say the same thing about a minyan? Now is the last chance to get a minyan. But I can still daven later. Is that also called a mitzvah of eris? A mitzvah which is passing? Right. So not so simple. Now, the one thing which makes all of this better is there's a bir halacha over here. We could find a test here. That the bir halacha says that this would apply to really any mitzvah. It doesn't, he gives it as a tzad. Not saying this is the only way. Mitzvah of Veris. He says, the Baal Mor writes it the other way. That to just go and visit your friends for Dvar Rishus, that would be prohibited. But the Mashmos is for any mitzvah. Even if it's not a mitzvah which is passing, that would be good enough. So it's not what the Ramah writes. The Ramah writes it only for mitzvah veris, only if the chance for the mitzvah is passing. But the Chafetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha does bring a tzad from the Baal Mor. No, it will apply to any mitzvah, even if it's not a passing mitzvah. So for sure, minyan will be included in that, as well as really anything. But the big thing is it's only for a mitzvah, not for a rishus. So again, ideally, one should be, if he's going to go visit a friend, you don't just have a heter to say, oh, you know, I'm going to visit a friend and come right back. If it's, mom should get a bottle of ketchup, okay? But anything longer than that, ideally, is part of this iser that l'chachila one shouldn't do that. The heter that's given is either A, for mitzvah of eretz, or B, the broader heter is really for any mitzvah. Now, that's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. I saw in a sefer, a modern day sefer, that they want to say, you don't really have this heter. This comes up a lot, right? In the middle of a meal, it's time to daven mincha. You want to run out and you come back. So somebody wanted to quote, there's a bir halacha, a shar tzion, Chafetz Chaim writes. It's in the Kufayin Ches Membeis. I didn't have a chance to put this on the sheet. No, he had a good meal. Oh, good point, good point.
The whole other issue.
Yes. But the Shaar Tzion is talking about this tzad, could a person go out to daven in the middle of a meal? And the Chafetz Chaim writes at the end there, Ach efshir d'lachila yesh li zar b'zeh shelo spal b'emsa ha-suda kiyem b'beso Obishiniach Mixas Chaverim. Chafetz Chaim writes in the Shaar Tzion that l'chachila, one should be careful not to daven in the middle of a meal unless he's in his house. He's davening in his house, so therefore he's not leaving really the house. Obishiniach Mixas Chaverim, or there are some people that his friends are still eating there, so he'll come back to them. Now, I see the Chafetz Chaim writes that, but I'm not sure that the author of the Sefer really weighed well what the Chafetz Chaim wrote just before this. This is based on the Taz, which the Chafetz Chaim right before that writes, Kfar Dachu Kol Achronim. All the Achronim already pushed off this Taz. So he's saying the majority opinion here is not like this. He's just writing, Ach efshir, there's some l'chachila based on this Taz. So it's not necessarily coming out strong. The Chafetz Chaim did not write this in the Mishnah Berurah, not write this in the Ber Halacha. Right? Sounds like he's trying to explain to you the Taz's position, but not necessarily this is something that we would absolutely recommend for everybody. You can't daven in the middle of a meal. So I don't think it's so pashut. Ayin Sham, the Shaar Tzion over there. Now, it was brought up before in the back. So far, what's the case of Mixas Chaver?
Also not so pashut.
Yeah. But depends, right? I brought up that line that the Shaar Tzion says that there's an element, if you have friends, if you have, let's say, your family still sitting at the table, so you're coming back to them, so that's a hechrich to come back. But it's tricky, because the way we just spelled it out, there's two potential shoshim. One, we might forget to come back and bench. So there, for that reason, that might work, right? You're not going to forget to come back. Your family's waiting for you, Taka, like... But for the other reason, that it might pass as man equal, that still applies. L'chara. Right? You get caught up in another house. You have friends back with you, you'll get back there. But who says you get back within time? Depends. But, yeah, not going to be out all afternoon, but all it takes is, you know, for one good conversation, and you come back, you know, an hour later. You know, could be. But he doesn't also bring that in other spots when he's talking about this heter. He doesn't really give that as a heter, all the other people at the table. It's just meant in passing over here. So that too bothers me, like you suggested. Now, so far, the only heterim we have is number one for a mitzvah. Ideally, a mitzvah overes, but maybe also for any mitzvah. Or number two, if you go and come back right away. But I suggested before another heter, which is definitely very good and kedai to utilize, is if you know ahead of time, I am eating the meal over here, and then I'm going to be called, I was invited for dessert by my neighbor for Shavuot brachos. So there, 100%, you could do the following thing. You wash in your house. You have das that I'm going to eat here, and then I'm also going to go to my neighbor's for Shavuot brachos. So if you had that in mind from the beginning, the way the Chafetz Chaim writes it, then really your meal is b'shtei makomos, in two spots. These halachas are look at the first words of the Mechaber that he started off with. Mi sha'ocho b'makom echad. You ate in one spot. There you have the obligation to bench in your spot. But if l'chachila, if from the beginning your mindset was, I'm going to eat here, then we're going to go to for Shavuot brachos by a neighbor, or every Friday night I go for dessert by my neighbor, as long as you have that in mind, you're going to go there, you're going to eat a little bit over there, you could bench over there. So that does work. Now this heter is extremely useful. I saw someone brought down, I don't live the Hasidic lifestyle, but they say this is very important, the Rebbe says, for the tish. People start off eating in their house, and then they go to the Rebbe for the tish. And that's something that could drag on for hours and hours until you get back to your house. Right? I didn't know how late these things go. I saw recently in the paper someone said, oh yeah, the tish for the new skull in the Rebbe ended at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's quite late.
Don't take
the leave. Shachar starts late the next morning. But... but... Lamaisa, they bring down this idea. You're going to bench, you're going to wash in your spot, and you have in mind to go to the tish by the Rebbe on your bench over there. This comes up, I saw also someone needs to travel. Someone asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what should I do? I don't really have time to eat my breakfast at home. I could wash in my house. It's hard to wash on the road. So I'm going to wash in my house, eat a bagel in my house, start eating a bagel in my house, and I'll eat the rest of my car. Does that work? So, you know, so Rabbi Yaakov, yeah, it said, you know, as long as he gave him this etza, as long as you have in mind you're going to eat in two spots, look, that's what you got to do. Yeah, that works. I actually saw an interesting shot. I'm talking about eating in a car. Now, not everything you should be doing in a car. I should digress for a moment, just tell you the story. Back in the day when I was living in New York, so I used to drive every morning from Queens to Brooklyn. And, I'm driving on the Belt Parkway. This is literally before 7 o'clock in the morning. And I see alongside me is a guy driving with talus and tefillin. I turn to the side. There's a guy dabbling there with talus and tefillin. He might have even had his talus over his head. I'm not sure. I just remember the scene. I'm driving and this guy's like, oh my gosh, what's this guy doing? Look. You know, I don't know.
That's called distracted driving.
Yeah. At least he was on his phone. Comedy. Right. You know, I can imagine being pulled over by the cop.
What does the ticket say?
And the cop says, license and registration. No. Oh, Krishna, I can't talk, you know. This is where these halakhas apply. I should give a share in that, right? You know.
I assume it was Rav Sheinberg.
No, it's not Rav Sheinberg.
Yeah.
Good question. Right. That is one thing I sort of looked for. Is there, what was just asked was, is there a share for how much you have to eat in both spots? Ideally, you would think, okay, you eat a kazayis, you eat some amount of bread in both spots, you're good. I'm a little misupak. I didn't have a chance to mine in this particular prat. Does the second spot also have to be that you have bread?
No.
And
Mizonos, right?
Right. L'maisa, the scenario of a Shavu Brachos, which Chofetz Chaim himself talks about, usually that scenario, you know, I guess they sometimes could offer you want to have some bread, but usually you're just coming for dessert. So you're not even eating the bread. But providing for sure, right, if it's Mizonos, right, then you're continuing your suit over there. Again, I'm a little misupik about if it's just, you know, sorbet or ice cream.
Especially among single men. They start a suda and...
Hop around. Right. So again, if you have das to do that, then the Chofetz Chaim writes that you're okay. And that itself will be a way to do it. Yes?
So, the moments we're on this. Okay. This trick...
Yes.
Presumably does not work for the first case.
Where what?
I want to run out from Minka.
Right. This last heter which I gave about is a heter which is pre-planned.
No, but even if it's pre-planned for Minka, in other words, it has to be another. Does it have to be another? It has to be
another place where you're eating.
Because let's say I say.
Right. Usually people don't eat by Minka.
Now I know my family wants to. It's very common here, especially when Minka Maru is 7:30, 7 o'clock, right? So I want to, my family's hungry, I want to sit down and eat at 7 o'clock. And I know I have to leave at 7:15. So we want to all start, and I'm just going to run out from Minka and come back. And I know that look, I feel. That's exactly what I'm doing. I don't look at my watch the last minute. I know that's what's going to happen.
You're in the Chinese right. auction. All of a sudden you've been eating for 20 minutes.
So I think Rabbi Fala, so the difference... The difference, right, L'chor doesn't help because of the following point. With the heter that I'm talking about is you have in mind, L'chachila, to eat in two spots. So therefore, both spots are considered the place of where you're eating. Your scenario was you're going to have in mind to leave, but you're not having in mind to eat there.
Over there, because we're afraid I'm going to...
Right.
So it doesn't work. Okay.
So again, so that's one area.
If you look, well,
hold on.
Look at L'chor,
yeah.
On the previous one, what the Mechaba was afraid of, and I'm just not sure, is let's talk about a case that's the Haller. I'm going to run next door and come back.
Right.
So he says, you don't have the chash that you're going to get tied up, right?
Right.
I come back. Do I have to eat when I come back?
No.
He says, v'la'echol.
Yeah, so...
V'la'achzor v'la'echol.
Right.
So what does that mean?
I thought that was lav dafka.
Okay, I'm not sure.
So when you have in mind, do you have to eat when you have in mind to another place?
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it could be Mizonos, it doesn't need to be.
Yes. Okay, so that's one area. I want to jump because we have a few more things I want to cover. Huh. So this is all the basics of the halakha when there are simple aterim, a few ways to get around it. What about my seat and my room are not available? Right, the cases we talked about before. So the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah for on top, for Kuf Pei Dalad, this is Mishnah Berurah of Katan Bays. He writes, V'chol Dalad Amos Mimakom Achiloso Chashiv Makom Echad V'yachol Lahatik Mimkoma Aidei Minyak Tana. All four Amos, a person's four Amos are considered his spot, and he can move it even for what he calls a Minyak Tana, for a small thing. So what that means, go back to the scenario I gave originally, you come back to your table at the wedding and somebody else is in your seat, don't make a fuss.
No.
Don't ask the guy to leave the seat. right? Within four amos, if the seat right next to you is available, 100%, that's considered the same as your seat. And therefore, that'll be fine for a person to eat.
Same thing in
shul? Very interesting point. The answer is yes. Right? The concept that four amos of a person is considered his makom is applicable all over. That's Sochah Shabbos. And it also applies to a makom tefillah. Right? We mentioned before, it isn't obviously a maila in tefillah for one to daven kokaveh makom tefillah. So you have a set seat. But if the guest or even a neighbor is sitting in your seat, if you could just sit in the seat next to him, right near there, within four amos, that's good enough too. Yes. So that is one thing. What about, okay, you can't sit in the same four amos. What about if it's in the same room?
Usually shadow brachas are not.
Okay.
So
the beginning of the Chafetz Chaim in Sefkatan Aleph over there in Kuf Pei Dalet writes, if it's in one room, even it's mipina lapina, from one side of the room to the other, again, also would work. Obviously, that's not ideal, but not the same thing as your four amos, but within one spot, even if you can't see your spot, if it's all in one room, that's good. If you have a scenario they force you out and you can't daven, you can't bench in the same spot that you were, the same room that you were, if it's a different room, then the only time it works is if you're able to see your spot. And I saw the post can bring down, Chafetz Chaim writes earlier, seeing your own spot could be even where you're sitting outside in your backyard. So let's say your dining room right now is not available, so I can't bench my dining room. Right? All of a sudden it's being used for perfect groups. Can't interrupt. But I have a patio in the backyard, which my glass doors I see right in the spot where I ate. That would be okay to bench over there. Again, not ideally, but that would also work. So again, within four amos, that's pasha, that's the same thing. Within a room could also work, or even within two rooms or two spots, as long as you could see from one room to the other, that would be good enough. Next.
If you're at the stadium.
Yes.
And you can't see your seat, does the roof have to be closed?
That's a great question. For sure, if the roof is closed, right, that's all considered one thing. But I think even without the roof closed, right, even with the top down, right, all one spot, you're all good.
If someone's sitting in your seat, are they your seat with your
No. Only if they have the same ticket stuff. Now, let's say a person left his spot. This comes up. You left. We talked about the case. You left. Now, there's actually two levels. You can leave B'mezid, you can leave B'shogeh. Let's talk even the case where you left B'mezid. So the halacha is, Mishabur brings us down in also over there in Gimel, that you have to go back even if it's far away. Even if it's mamash, many milim away, you're far away, one would have to go back. You're in a car. You ate your whole meal back in the restaurant. It's quite awkward. Can I have my table back? Right, I'm sorry. Okay, within four amos, you explain to them the scenario. But if you left your spot, the halacha is you'd have to go back even if it's a big distance. The only exception is if going back won't do anything for you. Meaning by the time it takes you to get back there, it'll be past the 72 minutes, which you can no longer bench, then there's no point in doing that. But as long as there's a point you're able to bench in that seat, if you left B'mezid, you left it willingly, you would have to go back. Now, if you're not in control of turning back, you're on the plane, right? Tell the stewardess, I'm sorry, I just realized.
You have to go back
sorry.
To LaGuardia. You're
right?
The Atlantic Ocean.
We're not going back to the gate for you to do that. So then, the halacha is, or is it sad to say that one could bench anywhere they are, and b'di'evad yotze if you do that? And obviously not ideal. Should you eat more? Yes, that's a nice idea. Should you eat more? right? Making new brachos, there are shailos. You know, interesting, we're talking about, just for a moment, about moving. I saw they asked the shaila, where does the benching go? What's considered makomo? Let's say I started eating in my car where I was parked over here, and then I realized it's late, I have to go, and I start driving. And by the time I finish, I'm in a different spot. Now also, you should obviously do your benching not while you're driving, just like the guy in the car. You missed the story. But you should not be davening or benching while you're driving. But, okay, now you got to your destination, you have arrived. Can I bench over there? Or do we say that's not makomo, because you started off 2 miles away. Now I'm benching over here. So I saw a post can bring down that your car is considered your makom.
Oh.
So if you started eating in your car, it doesn't matter that your car traveled 2 miles from North Miami Beach to Hollywood. If you ate and benched with inside the car, that's okay.
That can't be the same for all people in all cars. You have to look at the car.
Some people eat many meals in their cars.
Look at the status of what's going on.
Yeah.
Same thing.
All ties together, no?
What about at trips that everybody else?
Yeah, little kids.
In other words, you pull out of traveling with your
So I'll get to that case.
And you forgot that you benched.
Yes.
You need to bench. So you're going to tell everybody, okay, we need to turn around.
So I'll get to that in a moment.
It's just you, that's one thing. You need to go
okay.
Back,
that's because I
have yeah. The way the Chofetz Chaim writes it, the way the Halacha writes it, is he talks about a case where you're not in control. No. Now, you tell me, I don't know who's in control of your house, but, right, if it's a kid and the parents say, I'm sorry, we're going, that kid's not in control. If it's you, you're right, there might be an inconvenience to people, but that is a chiv you might have to go back. I'll say further, Chaim Kanievsky was asked to Shiloh, if I would go back and bench in my spot, I'm going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right, the last Meir of Minyan over here in Florida is going to go by. I have one or the other. I could bench in my spot, or I could daven with the Minyan. What should I do? Chaim says you should bench in your spot and miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Because I believe the logic is, because once you ate, you have a chiv to bench. And the chiv ideally is to do that in your spot. So even if it means now I have another thing to do, now it's Tefillah B'Tzibur, but what came first? Your first obligation is to bench in your spot. So that means you go bench in your spot, even if that will translate into not davening with a minyan.
What if you can just continue eating in the next place?
Okay, if you have some scenario like that. Right. Right, but sometimes also the clock is running on my being able to bench, so I can't necessarily always use the trick of eating more. I'll eat in my next spot. And really, yeah, not so simple. Right. Ideally, the idea of eating another spot is really only where you had that in mind to begin with. Here you're getting a little tricky, just adding more food to it.
Do you have a general in mind?
Yeah, yeshiva guys, I generally have in mind to do whatever I do and eat whatever I eat. And yeah, that might work. I just want to finish up one more set of halachas and then summarize it. What about other foods? So in the beginning of Kuf Ayin Ches, there it's brought down three different shitas. These halachas for sure apply to benching. What about other foods? So some say it does not apply, it only applies to bread. Others include mazonos. Others include zaymini peros that you would say al peros on. The gra paskins is brought down halacha that it applies possibly like the second shita that applies even to mazonos. So practically that means if one eats mazonos, one should go back to one spot, one should not leave, and all these halachos apply to mazonos equally as much as other things. The Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah and the Beir Halacha over here in Kuf Ayin Ches talk about that l'chachila one should do this by all foods. And being in the Beir Halacha explains, since the reason is once you leave your spot, your mindset, your focus on the eating and therefore the bracha on it is lost, you end up doing something else. So we said the reason is Shema Yishkach, you might forget it. If you're going to forget it, so that applies to other things too. That reason itself applies to it, even though there's no chiyuv to bench in your spot. When you just have a drink, there's no chiyuv. The bracha of bar nefashos, the chiyuv is not the same as benching or mizonos or medial peros to do that in the spot. But the Chafetz Chaim says, afal pi kein, I still recommend you do it right away, because the ideal that you might forget to make that bracha is still there. So quickly to summarize, we went through today these five issues. Number one, when is one allowed to leave and come back? Is there an allowance for a mitzvah? What potential heterim are there? You come back, someone's sitting in your seat, the room is not available, what could you do in those scenarios? You left without benching, you have to go back to bench. And finally, does this apply to other foods too? I'll quickly end with two things. The Gemara brings a case, it's Gemara in Brachos on the Nahal from the Bays, and the Marshal explains it, of a case of an Amora that was struggling with these issues. Should he go back and bench? And he went back, it seems a little nimishurus, it didn't case to go and bench in the spot that he was supposed to. And he ended up, when he went back, he found gold coins. So Hashem awarded him for that. But I remember years ago, this is seared into my mind as a kid, I used to listen a lot to Rabbi Yisachar Friend, Rosh Hashiva Neri Yisrael, wonderful, wonderful speaker. And I remember a story that he said that made an impact on me. He said one time he was eating somewhere, then got caught up in something, and he left with his whole family, he's driving in the car, and he realized, oh no, I forgot the bench. Case that was just brought up before. You have the whole family there. And he knew the halakha is you have to go back. It'd be quite inconvenient for everybody there. We're on our way to our Chol Moed trip. I'm going to turn around and go back because I forgot the bench. But he decided, look, that's the halakha, it's the right thing to do. And he went and did it. And he said he remembers the chinuch lesson that his family got from that. The importance of following halakha. That look, the right, correct thing was I'm supposed to bench where I ate. I forgot that. I left. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to tell your kids, I forgot the bench, I have to go back. But it's a lesson that, look, we try to follow Allah to the best of our abilities. He said, he remembers the impact that that little action took. They went back, they benched, he benched, but made an impact for the rest of their lives, for his children, to appreciate what it means to follow Allah to the best of your ability. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. Have a wonderful week.